Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there sourcing the day's finest news cotton, then weaving the most topical stripe motif into the fluid texture of the fabric on my story loom and hand-cutting and tailoring it with a provocative femininity and adding a canvas drawstring and knit logo to create for you the delicate yet iconic Miu Miu Jacquard Pongé boxer shorts that are my nightly monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I am spat naked out of a runoff sluice after passing out in a sewage treatment plant, then stumble through a derelict construction site where I rip the tarp off a cement mixer and yank a discarded kite string out of the teeth of an abandoned snowblower so I can gird my loins with the scrap heap banana hammock of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
Right there, that is palliative care. Meanwhile. In Nashville, a Christian nightclub has opened where there's no twerking, no drinking, and no smoking. But they do demand you dress well. As the organizers put it, when you pull up, we expect to see you in your holiest drip. Oh, I gotta hit this place up. As a Catholic, we know how to arrive in the holiest of drips, okay? The Bishop of Riz, the servant of God, being served... I'm just saying that the Pope is fully snatched. Meanwhile, in breaking cookie news, Oreo will debut two new flavors inspired by mud pie and tiramisu. Why? Why? Oreos don't need new flavors. They're already the perfect combination of chocolate and shame. Meanwhile, Dune 2 star and friend of the show, Rebecca Ferguson, has internet sleuths abuzz. You see, on a recent podcast, she alluded to an old colleague saying, I did a film with an absolute idiot of a co-star, and this human being was being so insecure and angry that I got screamed at and I would cry walking off set, which caused the internet to explode with speculation about who that co-star could be. But you know, Rebecca and I are besties, and I'm in the biz, so I already know. Kind of an open secret that this person is a moody, unstable jackwad. Of course, I'm talking about Rebecca Ferguson's 2019 co-star from Men in Black International, Pawnee the Tiny Alien Warrior. Apologize, you bastard. I swear to God, I will shove you up a horse, you little suppository. What am I doing here? What was I talking about? Anyway. Meanwhile, in massive red flag news, a tech worker wore Apple's creepy Vision Pro headset during his wedding photo, much to his wife's dismay. I assume he got them so he can experience an artificial reality where he's still married. Meanwhile. Okay. For one day only, here in New York, Rockefeller Plaza will be renamed Olivia Benson Plaza in honor of the 25th anniversary of the show Law and Order SVU. 100%. 100%. It's the biggest TV character takeover of a New York landmark since the 80s renaming of the Alf Fire State Building. Meanwhile, news from the world of baseball, where the Philadelphia Phillies are scrapping their $1 hot dog nights following unruly fan behavior after the field was sullied because fans began chucking their meat during a game. Hey, come on, you can't blame anyone for chucking their meat when the Philly fanatic keeps flaunting all that junk in the trunk. Meanwhile, the diner booth from the final season of Sopranos is up for auction on eBay. Now, people are making a lot of easy jokes about this, but there's a lot to unpack here. And some may have strong opinions because they're so emotionally invested, but I believe... Meanwhile, in Mexican volcano news, Mexico's Popocatépetl volcano, and I trust I'm mispronouncing that correctly, erupted 13 times in one day, and Mexico's National Disaster Prevention Center, quote, urged people not to try to climb it. Well, yeah, do you really need to tell people not to climb the active volcano that erupted 13 times today? Do you also need signs warning people do not stick penis into beehive?
More meanwhile. After this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spent a lot of my time right over there. After wandering the day's news forest, harvesting the most topical story, ebony, do a hand shape into a fine chest inlaid with lapis lazuli with a parapet set with pietra dura lozenges all resting on 8 inlaid pilasters to create for you the breathtaking 18th century Duke of Beaufort cabinet that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I wake up behind an abandoned Petco where I fish some greasy cardboard out of a culvert and staple it together with rusty nails I ripped out of a discarded shipping pallet, then fill it with my belongings and head for the docks, dragging the transient, bungled trunk of news that is my segment. Meanwhile. Right there. That's the only vehicle I need. Meanwhile. Starting this week, for the first time ever, U.S. students will take the SAT entirely online, and the test is also 1 hour shorter, has shorter reading passages, and uses digital tools like a highlighter, a graphing calculator, and a bookmark to go back to skipped questions. And to make it even easier, they've changed the test by Minecraft. The test is just Minecraft. Meanwhile, and this is pretty adorable, on Tuesday, the Bellagio fountains in Las Vegas paused for a rare visitor. This yellow-billed loon, one of the 10 rarest birds in America. One of the 10 rarest birds. What are the odds of that? Seriously, what are the odds of that? Because I had like 80 grand riding on a blue-winged warbler. They're gonna take my thumbs. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh nudists have brought back one of their favorite activities, announcing that balls out bowling is back, where nudity is required, although women can wear bottoms. Unfortunately, they have to rent those bottoms from the shoe counter. Don't worry, he sprays them. Although everyone will be in the buff, the event planners warn that sexual activity is not permitted. That's a good call. But I am assuming that rule only applies to sex with other people. So, you know, fill in the blanks. We're all adults. Meanwhile, a major scandal in Long Island where a bakery's vegan donuts were actually from Dunkin' Donuts. Customers, yes, it's true, customers became suspicious when the donuts tasted good. Meanwhile, to create a new dipping sauce, Hidden Valley Ranch and Cheez-It are finally joining forces. I mean, it's not how we thought the rapture would happen, but... Meanwhile, LinkedIn suffered a widespread outage on Wednesday. Oh, no. Then how did people synergize CEO to innovate analytics branding for B2B C-suites? Meanwhile, for 5 years, a New York City man managed to live rent-free in a Manhattan hotel by exploiting an obscure local housing law. And this super squatter has been identified as one Mickey Barreto. I'm pretty sure a guy named Mickey Barreto can live anywhere he wants in New York. It's right there on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your Mickey Barrettos, your Sal Vincenzos, your My Little Cousin Vito Marianacci's Yearning to Breathe Free. Oh, I'm libertying here. Hey. That's how the Statue of Liberty talks.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Hey. After being arrested, Barreto says he was surprised when police showed up to the apartment with guns. And he said to his boyfriend, I thought you were doing something for Valentine's Day to spice up the relationship until I saw the female officers. Ow. Wow, I gotta say, I envy any relationship where a strike force in tactical gear breaks down your door and your first thought is, ooh, this is probably a sex thing. I like it. Mm-hmm. Take what? What? Meanwhile, a new iPhone update includes new emojis like a lime wedge, nodding and shaking heads, and a mushroom. No! Stop it! Too many. We already have all the emojis we need. Thumbs up, thumbs down, sex stuff, and part of a bullet train. I can say anything I want with these. Like, are you cool with us having sex on the bullet train? Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.